Hey, it's 4:44 and time for this week's Message in the Bottle on Downtown. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor, with a beautiful new road and lovely parking right out in front. It's a glorious time to be in downtown Bangor.
Yeah, the glorious new road is kind of like what we were just talking about off air about the population of America. Follow me on this. We have about 80% glorious new road that makes a lot of sense, and then about 20% of old road that they didn't bother to touch at all, which makes no sense to me, but I'm still sitting helplessly by watching it happen.
Yeah.
And not get dealt with. If anybody didn't understand that, I invite you to look at the state of our current situation. Yes. In the nation. But we're going to talk about another nation that has fallen apart and put itself back together many times, and so maybe there's hope for us.
Excellent. And who would that be?
We're going to talk about Italy.
Oh, all right, there.
Let's forget about anything happening in this country for a little bit.
Good idea.
Just for a little bit. Although I did want to say, so this is a fun non sequitur. It's going to make us all feel good about America and about Bangor Wine and Cheese and all that sort of stuff. So I had a gentleman, we're all aware that World Wrestling was in
yes.
Bangor. It took over the Civic Center this past weekend. And in Friday, walks a gentleman with a massive tattoo sleeve and just a massive, he's a massive piece of human being, let's be honest. And he had that indefinable star quality. But I knew who he was, despite not really knowing who he was. And I saw my manager kind of do a double take, too. Turns out it was Roman Reigns, the wrestler.
No way.
Now I don't follow wrestling. I haven't since the heady days of Rowdy Piper and those types. But I knew who he was because of that fatherhood commercial that's always playing on ESPN.
Yes,
that every now and then reminds me what a jerk I am for watching ESPN and maybe I should go play cards with my kids like they asked me to. but it was terrific, and I managed not to say anything because frankly I was afraid of him. I was as tall as him. But that's about it.
That's it. Slightly thicker.
What I enjoyed about him is he kept like the sleeve exposed, but every other part of him was covered in like Under Armour. I'm like, yeah, but you got your thing. You know, you're rolling around like you don't want anybody to know who you are, but like, of course you do.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was cool.
That's great.
Hey, man, we serve the famous and the non-famous alike with equal anonymity, I like to think.
Perfect.
So we're talking about Sangiovese today. Probably Americans' favorite, or at least they think it's their favorite Italian red grape. Why? Pretty much because we tend to go to Tuscany, and that's really sort of where it's most famously made. But I want to kind of talk about what sort of the Sangiovese belt of Italy, because we've been talking about northern Italy. We talked about where they grow Nebbiolo, Barbera, Dolcetto, that's Piedmont and sort of the northwestern part. Then we talked about the northeastern part, the Veneto, Friuli. We talked about where they make Prosecco, the wonderful bubbly. But as you get a little farther south, Emilia-Romagna, Tuscany, the Marche, Umbria, and even into Lazio, where Rome is located, you have this grape called Sangiovese, which is very, very, very popular. Sangiovese means the blood of Jove, or better known as Jupiter or Zeus, depending on which gods you worship these days. And I would advise you to pray to all of them. but it's a grape that is thought to date, and presumably to the time of the Etruscans, so 750 BC. But the first documented reference to Sangiovese is in 1590, and that happened in Tuscany itself. So anybody who knows geology and geography of Italy knows that the spine of Italy is called the Apennine Mountains, and so it divides Italy in a big, big way. But you do see Sangiovese on both sides of the border, and going on down to, unfortunately, where our wine comes from today. I chose the same wine inadvertently as we had last year, but it's such a cool wine that I don't really mind that happening. But this wine today is from Umbria, and of course they had the horrible earthquakes there recently, and it really devastated quite a bit of the territory, and including, you know, the vineyards and stuff like that. So if you get the opportunity and you find wine from Umbria and your wine merchant recommends it, like I recommend this one, buy it and give them a hand. Sangiovese, it's kind of weird to me that Americans like it so much because it's not like a really huge grape. It doesn't get all extracted and weighty. It's got actually quite a high bit of acidity, fairly lighter in character, and then they enhance it by, you know, limiting their yields and then, of course, barrel aging it. And sometimes adding other grapes. In some parts of that Tuscany, the Sangiovese belt, you are allowed to add different grapes. In some parts, you're not. Sometimes they did anyway, and they got in a lot of trouble. For instance, the Montalcino region several years ago, they got in trouble for throwing Merlot in, which is really nice and helps plush out a wine and make it really desirable, but wasn't so much legal. So they got in a lot of trouble for that. Interestingly, the wine that we have today does have Merlot in it, 10%. And it also has 10% Colorino, which is another grape that you find not just in Umbria, but in Tuscany and places like that. And it really helps kind of brighten it out and give it some sort of tart cherry fruit and things like that. And feel free to drink as much as you like, gentlemen, because I know we're all struggling. But super wonderful wine, not expensive. Umbria, of course, the only part of Italy that has no coast. So kind of an interesting inland region, more famous for olive oil, I suppose. And then also, of course, the city of Assisi in St. Francis. And then where I got to know Umbria, which is when I was singing in the town of Spoleto, which has a very, very famous music festival. Really, really beautiful, hilly. I mean, you know, you want picturesque. It's as picturesque as any other part of Italy. It's really beautiful and fairly affordable to go to. So, Sangiovese has a lot of different facets. And so if you find that you like it, if you like Chianti, if you like Brunello, if you like just even little fun Sangioveses that you may have had at wine tastings and stuff like that, talk to your wine merchant. There's probably things that you haven't tried that are really, really good. For instance, if you like Tuscany wines, Vino Nobile di Montepulciano is really, really very good and usually about $10 less than your best Chiantis. And then, of course, things from the Marche region, which tend to blend Sangiovese with a little bit of Montepulciano d'Abruzzo, so one of my favorite sort of pizza winey grapes. So check out wines from the Marche as well. And also, not as easy to find, but Emilia Romana, where, of course, the great city of Parma, Parmigiano Reggiano, Prosciutto di Parma, all these wonderful culinary delights, they come from Emilia Romana. Emilia Romana is also, they consider themselves the heartland of Sangiovese. So if you ever find Sangiovese from there, a little higher up in geography, but really, really, really good stuff. So I also wanted to touch on some stuff coming up. And then also our wine of the week this week is from France. It is made by a family that I got to know years ago through a Belgian wedding, like you do. If you'd care to know more, I have the entire story in my newsletter this week that you can, if you click on Facebook, you can open that up. And of course, I'd love you to sign up for my weekly newsletters.
And it's a wonderful story because I did not expect to see 50 Cent in the newsletter.
Well, it's like the Spanish Inquisition. You never expect 50 Cent. No, I didn't expect it either. It was really funny. So yeah, I opened up the Facebook page to show my salesperson who sold me the wine, the Chateau. It is Chateau d'Anglais Rosé from southern France, from the region of La Clape. And I opened up the Facebook page, and of course, you know, his profile pic is him with 50 Cent. And you know, like I said in the newsletter, like if you got a picture of you with 50 Cent, that's it.
That would be my profile.
Not your baby, not your wife.
No.
And he has both. I know. He's very proud of him, but no, 50. He probably got that because he, Arnaud, the guy who I got to know that wine through, has now moved on to, he is a champagne export manager. So that's probably how he got tied in with the rap guy. I hate to be, you know, I'm just guessing. Although maybe people like rosé. I don't know. Maybe people are pouring out, you know, Provence rosé for their homies now. That'd be cool. It would probably drop the price of champagne, which would be great.
Because although they listen to you say, drink more rosé.
Okay. All you rap stars out there, this is the new thing. Rosé. And I mean dry rosé. So you got to make that rhyme. Dry rosé.
Who are our friends in the rap world that have been on the show? Well, Coolio.
Well, there you go.
And Vanilla Ice. And who is the other guy?
Go Coolio. Wow. No, I love the Vanilla Ice. He's got a home improvement show now, right?
He's had it for 7 years now. He's been doing that show.
Well, geez. Yeah. And you've been doing this show for 7 years.
I know, it's crazy.
There's a whole bunch of tie-ins between you and Ice.
We're like this.
Yeah. You were both rap stars briefly?
Yes.
His album did better than yours?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tasting, Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. We'll be drinking all the wines. And we have September 21st is our September tasting. Also, the September 29th, Bubba's tasting, which benefits vets getting furry friends from animal shelters locally, which is so cool. And here's my thought. Just tying everything together, because I know a lot of people out there are losing their minds right now. Grab a bottle of wine. Grab some cheese. It doesn't have to be from me. It could be from our friends at Tiller and Rye or whomever you got locally. And go home and, like, have a dinner conversation with your family about what's going on in a good way. And just make sure that everybody's on the same page. Because, like, I grew up knowing what was right and wrong. And I still think I do. And I'll bet most people out there still do. But make sure your kids know.
Yeah.
Because the worst thing I saw, and I posted on my Facebook page, was a little kid at that rally.
Oof.
Don't teach hate. Teach love.
There you go.
Enjoy wine. That's what it's there for. That's all I have to say.
That's enough, right? That's a good way to end it right there. It's a message in the bottle and a good message this week, as it is every week. From Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese, Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. By the way, the segment's always posted up on our website. All you have to do is click right there on the message in the bottle tab. Boom. It's there for you.